Bruchim Haboyim. Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we begin Mesechtes Yevamos, which primarily deals with the many halachas and scenarios of the mitzvah of Yibum. If a married man dies without leaving any living offspring, the Torah commands his brother to marry his surviving wife. This mitzvah is called Yibum. As the Torah says, Ki yeshu achem yachtav, when brothers dwell together, umeis echad mehem uvein ein loy, and one of them dies without a child, leisiyah eshes hameisah chutzah le'ish zar, the wife of the deceased brother shall not marry outside the family, but rather, her Yavam, which is her deceased husband's brother, shall take her as his wife and perform Yibum with her. The basic idea behind this mitzvah is that by marrying her, and hopefully having a child with her, the brother keeps his deceased brother's name alive, so that his name will not be erased from Klal Yisrael. If the brother refuses to marry her, then he must perform chalitza, whereby in front of a Beis Din, she removes one of his shoes, spits, and proclaims, Kach ha'yasal ish ashal yivna be'es beis achiv. So is done to the man who will not build the house of his brother. Chalitza is similar to a get, for whereas beforehand she was tied to the brother and was unable to marry anyone else, after chalitza she is permitted to marry anyone she wishes. What is unique about this mitzvah is that although generally there is an iser eshesach, one is forbidden to marry his brother's wife, even after the brother's death, under the penalty of karis. This iser is suspended in the situation of yibum, since the mitzvah cannot be performed otherwise. However, other isuri arayis are not suspended by mitzvah yibum. On the contrary, there is no mitzvah yibum but makom erva. In a case where the yavama is an erva to the yavam, for example, a man married his brother's daughter and then died childless, his surviving wife would fall for Yibim to her own father, which is of course an Isser Erva. This additional Isser Erva is not suspended, and therefore since the Yavama is an Erva to the Yavam, no Yibim or Chalitza for that matter is required. Our first Mishnah lists 15 Arayas that would be exempt from the mitzvah of Yibim, and also introduces the concept that if the deceased brother had numerous wives, and only one of them is an Erva to the Yavam, but the other wives, referred to as Tzaris, are not an erva to the yavam, nevertheless, they are also pater from yibum. And since she is pater, she is actually usher to marry the yavam because of the iser eishes ach shaloi b'makom mitzvah. She is forbidden to the yavam as his brother's wife in a non-yibum situation. However, the above-mentioned ptur is only where there is only one yavam, but where there are more brothers, to whom the yavam is not an erva, there is a chiyuv yibum chalitza by one of the other brothers.